Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Oi! No, because Burnley are kicking ball.
Okay.
You wouldn't deserve me.
Yeah.
Go get company.
Go get company.
Facts.
Now, will company take the job, though?
Man City legend. I mean, it's a no-brainer.
It's a big giant brainer.
It's a whole brainer. It's a whole brainer.
This week's episode is brought to us by HelloFresh. Now we are on a HelloFresh mission. Filthy X HelloFresh. We're going to be making sure that everyone here is able to cook fresh, healthy, convenient, well-priced meals.
Facts.
HelloFresh is the best place to do that. Last time we did this, Margs was chefing it up with his mirrored splashbacks.
Whip.
Made some tacos.
They were nice.
This week, we set the challenge to someone who I know is a HelloFresh fan, Savage Dan.
Big fan. It was great.
How'd it go?
I cooked chicken korma with mango chutney.
That sounds delicious.
That sounds nice.
They started revving.
It tastes good, man.
But look, later on in this video, we're going to show you what Dan cooking looks like. Before we tease the fact that we're going to do a cooking show, Dan versus Margs every week.
We should actually do a cuisines. Cooking show, you know.
We're going to do an episode, Dan versus Margs, see who can cook the best Korean food. Dan versus Margs, see who can cook the best agusi.
Who is the best? Who do you think's the best?
It's Margs.
Why would you say that? That's crazy. Why would you say that?
He takes cooking very seriously.
I'm a proper chef. I just forgotten how. Are you going to make a goosey? What is he?
He ain't making a goosey.
Bro, I'll make that better. 100%.
I'd pay money to watch you cook a goosey.
It takes 15 years to learn that properly, like.
Well, it takes 5 years for it to marinate.
But look, there's great food, great options, healthy, value for money at HelloFresh. And Filthy has got the plug for HelloFresh. You click the link in the description and you will get 60% off your first box and 25% off your next 8.
Whoa.
Or you use the code FELLAS60. If you just go HelloFresh.co.uk and use the code.
That's FELLAS60.
Isn't that a QR code? Because in my activations, all I've been saying is scan the QR code.
Do you know what, Dan? I'm putting a QR code on your face right now.
Boom! There we go.
Dan no longer exists. He is a QR code. If you scan the QR code on Dan's face right now.
Scan your TV.
Or you go to HelloFresh.co.uk and you put in FELLAS60 or you click the link in the description. You will get 60% off your first box and 25% off your next 8. But look, it's super simple. You select how many people you're cooking for, how many recipes you need per week.
Nice.
You select your favorite meals, and they send the ingredients pre-packaged with simple photo-based recipes explaining how to chef it up. Dan needed the photos. You can read the description of what you do, but Dan needed the photos. But he made good use of them.
Did you cook it just for you?
No, I cooked for 4.
Nice.
4, yeah.
That's a proper meal, man.
HelloFresh.co.uk. Use the code FELLAS60. Or click the link in the description or the QR code that I'm putting on Miles's face. Now, bigger than that, it's
you
going
can't
to be a
smile.
Bit bigger.
They can't see your face.
It's gone. Your face is gone.
They can't see you. Hey, Dan, you were staring at it as well, though.
QR codes.
Is that a prawn mayonnaise sandwich?
Sorry, yeah, man. Classic.
He loves it. It's his favourite.
Classic. No, it is. It is a classic.
It's one of the first sandwiches ever made.
Is it?
Yeah. Well, I swear to, I watched a programme about sandwiches on Channel 5.
Sandwiches.
In 1762, John Montagu, the 4th Earl of Sandwich, invented the meal that changed dining forever.
The 4th Earl of Sandwich?
He asked for a serving of roast beef to be placed between 2 slices of bread so he could eat it with his hands.
That's mad.
Oh, he's an innovator.
What's the best innovative food?
Huh?
Like, what's the best? Like, what is like, whoa, like a push pop? Crazy.
Okay, yeah.
Not
yeah,
for,
yeah.
I wouldn't class push proper.
No, no,
food.
It's an example. Example. Cheese strings.
There you go.
BNBN.
What biscuit?
Why?
They were called. They had the face. They had a face.
What, you watched the Tweenies, Miles?
I've seen it.
Raw.
Little brothers and sisters, man. So
you ain't got little brothers and sisters. Oh, yeah. But everyone knows what the Tweenies is.
Nah, if you ain't got little brothers and sisters.
So you've never
bro.
Seen the Tweenies on TV?
I had kids, though. I had kids.
That's my case.
It's true, though. It's true. Now, what's your excuse? So?
You never had kids when Teletubbies was out. I'm sure you've seen it.
I did. I'm old.
No, you probably did. It's back now.
Is it?
That's what I was talking about. What was you
talking
about?
Tweenies.
And they're not the same.
So you ain't seen the Tweenies?
Yes!
Everyone's seen those guys.
The little Ghanaian boys.
Yeah.
The little Ghanaian boys.
Everyone's seen those guys, man.
What's it? Teletubbies, though. When was that, though?
It's time ago, man.
I had kids.
You see the little, you know, the emoji? Yeah.
Rah.
You know the word? I have to get it out. I do it at least once an episode.
At least.
Yeah, at least once. You'll get there. You know the face that used to be the son, yeah, the little baby. Do you know how old she is now? I'm asking.
Probably that.
Idiot.
Google that if you can.
30? No way.
Yeah.
She's about 30.
No way.
About yeah. 29. 25, 26.
Nah, older. Older.
97. So she's about 26, 27.
Oh, what? Teletubbies is done, yeah?
No, it's back now.
What?
Just come back.
Oh.
It looks terrible. It's all green screen.
So I don't look the same?
No, I don't.
They should have made it the same. That hill was sick.
There was a lot of sexual connotations in that.
What, in Teletubbies?
No, you're going by them Twitter things, man.
No, there is though.
You're just reading them Twitter.
Go watch back Teletubbies.
Oh, Tinky Winky.
Tinky Winky just sounded like something that, it sounds close enough to. So I think we just made it that. Tinky Winky was never what you called it.
Tinky Winky is this, like when you, Peaky, what Peaky's got.
Why are you bringing me in, bro?
Yeah, you know what? Your Tinky Winky's color too, by the way. That's
what?
Tinky Winky was that color, that top. Oh.
I'm going to say something else. I'm thinking, what are you?
I was like, this guy been Essex too long.
I swear, she's 28.
Yeah, he's still trying to work out her age.
He's trying to work out where she is.
You man have got history of the old funhouse things and like going back nostalgia girls. You lot got history, innit?
They hit us up on No Behavior, the funhouse twins.
Swear down. So you've had the funhouse twins. Clarissa explains it all. Hit me up.
No, she followed you on Twitter. She followed like a million people on Twitter.
200,000. Yeah. Do you remember that tweet? Yeah. I was like, no, why is it Clarissa follows me? I'm like, whoa. And we looked at it. She follows 200,000 people.
What
man.
About like, where's Tracy Beaker?
Oh, she's tired now.
Bro. I thought she was mixed race, bro. What?
No, she was never mixed race. How?
So her, Pink, Christina Aguilera, these people are all in trouble with me. Yeah. Because they tricked me.
But Pink was in a gospel. Yeah. Pink was in a gospel. Pink was band, you know?
No, Pink's white.
Pink's white.
Can't be.
Yeah, she is.
But can't be.
She's white.
Can't be.
Yeah, she's
Pink's
white.
Pink's white, bro. Post Malone's white. Mixed race. Huh? Post Malone is whiter than Tego.
In primary school, you know when you were playing football in primary school and the girls would be in another place, because that's how it was. Mm-hmm. So yeah. Mm-hmm. Splits. Did the girls ever play a game in your primary school where they would be like miming, like turning on taps and walking around with stuff? And like,
now you, I know what school you went to. You went to the school where everyone's
performing arts school. No, that's his.
You're Miles, you played that as well then.
What? I played that. What's he talking about?
You're performing arts school.
I was playing football.
What was your school called? What's your person called again?
If I weren't playing football, I was playing. If I weren't playing football, I was playing Kiss Chase. If I were playing Kiss Chase, I was playing Pogs.
What game? What game did the girls play in your primary school?
Hopscotch.
Hopscotch.
That was big.
Yeah,
that was
skipping.
Big.
The circle. They played Kiss Chase.
The circle where they spin in the middle.
The hula hoop thing.
Circle where they spin in the middle.
Yeah. This one. Four. Oh, origami. Yeah. Origami. Yeah.
That ain't origami.
That is origami. No.
Origami.
No, is that not?
Hey, Mars. Hey, what's it? Mars, did you play that?
Yeah.
Mars can make that.
Mars, can you make that? Because I can't make that.
I can make that right now if we get paper.
What is that called? A lotus flower? Yeah.
Can you make that?
100%.
Oh, we got to find. I'm going to find you a paper.
You get paper next
week. That was star signs before star signs.
Facts.
Because that one there is, you're going to marry. You're going to marry. You're going to marry Specs.
Yeah.
I know you was ugly in school.
Yeah, he was.
I've got one picture of you here. I'm about to. Fuck you! I'm just waiting for them, bro. I'm writing material.
What's that? Let me see.
I thought he was gonna show me a picture of PK.
Who's that?
What am I showing?
He pulled himself out.
Give me that picture, and you see what that was doing to the internet.
You was better then, though. You probably peaked too soon.
He was better then. Bro, he's in. Look how wide his ears were.
So when was your great time?
I've just consistent run. I've just been on a consistent run. I'm not going to lie to you.
I used to think Marks was albino, you know.
Why?
I don't know. Like, what do you think?
Because he was lighter.
I don't know.
You just see it. And what do you mean?
Bro, look at that neck.
It looks like a family picture.
Long neck.
Long neck, the guy. He looks like the guy.
You know that long neck?
Oh my God.
That's the giraffe from Madagascar.
Oh my God. Specs, why did you call me this weekend?
Boys, have you seen Barbarian?
Yes! Oh, yes! All right, before you say anything, Steve-o.
Okay. All right. I don't know, I've done that
just because I watched it, out right? 10. So, this is very, are we going to talk about it? Because
Yeah. But out of 10.
I already marked it on my snap. I gave it a 6.5 out of 10 because.
What? Okay, no, it's Miles.
Oh.
Gave it a 5.
Really?
What?
Have you seen it, Dan?
No, what are we doing movie club? I didn't get it. So when we watching Harry Potter?
3. Geordie?
2.
Specs?
It's like -7.
But it sounds like that kind of film.
It's the worst. It's
it sounds like, who made it? Mel Gibson.
It's so not good, it's good.
Thank you. So that's why you got to give it something.
I probably missed some key moments from the film because the guy who owns the yard walked into the basement.
Yeah.
Fell asleep. Woke up. There's some old thing running around, going crazy.
Did she get down there?
I only missed the 10 minutes where they introduced her.
I took it serious. I took it serious until the monster started talking. Bah, bah, bah. I said, all right, cool. I'm out. Can I say something, though? So you don't think, because I live near a town called Jaywick, right?
I know Jaywick, yeah. Right,
okay. So Jaywick looks like how that place looked, right? And I've been there in the dark. I go there sometimes. And I've had a woman with like that chase me before. No one. But no, the fact, joking. The fact is that if.
Yeah, zombies chasing this place.
She wasn't a zombie.
That is a zombie.
This is it. This is it. So I was going to say, it's not a zombie. It's a zombie. It's when people bang their relatives, bro.
Brother, in the film, one second. In the film, it takes us back.
Yeah, yeah.
To the guy that was lying on the bed and shoots himself in the head. Yeah. Yeah? It takes us back.
To what?
He goes to the mall, to the shop to buy some
to
stuff.
The mall. To the mall.
Ends up.
Y'all.
ends up following a woman to our house.
Yeah.
But he dressed up as like someone that fixes taps.
Plumber.
And leaves the window open.
Yeah, that was mad. Yeah.
What happens next?
You're so dumb. This film wasn't for you. It was so obvious what was going on.
No, I understand why they've taken me back. But so what's he done with the woman?
Did you see the bit where they put the videos in?
The tapes? Yeah.
That's all his victims.
You don't need to see what happens.
Where's the other victims? Where's the rest of the victims?
They're dead.
So you're gonna give me that part of the film just for that?
Yeah, but they're giving you a backlog of why he's like that.
His problem with the film is it was too nuanced.
What do you mean nuanced? What does that mean?
What do you mean nonced?
what do you mean
nonced?
What does
it
mean
nonced? Nuanced.
your table's in trouble today, you know.
That is the bad table,
your
you know.
Table's in trouble,
hey Dan, he knows it as well. He knows it.
I'm not even gonna lie. You should run with that. If you didn't like the film because it was too nonced, you'll be on the right side of history.
When the zombie lady gets knocked off the top rope, lands,
saves the girl. I love that.
But she should be gone.
No, she saved her.
Don't wake up another takeover. How can she get up?
Hey, do you want to know what's mad? I watched it with a spiritual girl.
Huh?
It was, it's crazy. She was in love with the inbred because the inbred showed love. All she wants to do is be a mum. I got it.
A suckle on her breast.
Geordie, Steve-o, would you have drank the milk?
Exactly. Oh,
never.
Would you have drank the milk?
Brother, again, that is a bad scene. The cameraman is lying on his back.
The movie is messed up. The point of the movie is messed up.
If you drink the milk, you turn into a zombie.
No, it's not a zombie.
What
movie.
She's doing, she wants the woman to be her baby, innit? She wants the woman to be her baby.
How is she still lactating?
The baby. Oh, she's breastfeeding a woman.
No, so Dan, she's been raised in she's inbred multiple generations down. She's been raised in a basement.
But that wasn't a joke, she is.
No, yeah, she's inbred. And she's been raised in a basement in a room.
But she's
with
6'5".
A VHS. she's 6'5". A VHS has been playing on loop explaining how to raise a baby
and how to breastfeed.
So that's all she knows is how to raise a baby. But she's inbred. She lives under there. Her dad is feeding her, keeping her alive, but she's keeping the dad alive. And people don't know they're down there.
But you know what? I like that. They're gonna the nuance. They're gonna miss that T, because Justin Long played obviously Jeepers Creepers. Kind of weird film
which
like
one,
this.
Which one was that? The guy,
and I like that they showed you his backstory, so you wanted him dead. It's different. We watch films different. T, next one. Let me know.
Oh, so what? So is there another film? What's this week's assignment? Should we watch a film?
I suggested Dune, but no, I don't think anyone's going to watch Dune.
That film needed a drop.
The first one, it didn't drop.
It needed a drop.
It
didn't drop.
It was a really good film.
That Barbarian needed a drop.
Barbarian dropped 3 times.
They should have dropped the movie.
It dropped when she went down. It dropped when Justin Long went down. And then it dropped when the crackheads, the homeless man. Sorry, I don't know if he's
I think it dropped when the door opened and he was on the bed going crazy. Like, bro, so you just didn't know what was going to happen.
The whole film dropped the shoulder on me when it's... Wait, one sec, we're done. Because you're trying to give us ideas. Just you think about it and stop. Still talking about the film, bruv. You didn't see it, so just slow your roll.
Still going.
Hey, hey, Dan, go bag him up, man. What's going on there?
Even when they go back to the house during the day and it's Chris and all the houses next to it are messed up. The film's
what
got bear drops.
What the hell?
As soon as I saw Zombie.
Not a zombie.
Bro, it lost. I should never.
It's not a zombie. It's an inbred.
What's the difference? What's the difference between a zombie and an inbred? No, go on. Land it to me.
All right, boys. I'm gonna intro the panel. Now, you don't know the difference.
I do, Tigo. A zombie is dead. An inbred is very much alive.
No, zombies aren't always dead.
Yes, they are. They're dead.
Yeah, sometimes you can be bit and turn into a zombie.
Nope. You die. You have to die and come back.
No, that's a vampire.
They're arguing. Crowd, they're arguing. You see?
All right, that's Barbarian. Crowd, go watch it. Leave us a review. Try and spot some nuance, some of the metaphors about gentrification.
Yep.
Gentrification.
Karma. Karma's in it. Don't be a... Like, come on.
Introducing today's panel for the BD Freestyle episode. No, I'm going to do you last, so you've got time to practice. From my right to my left, he is performing Leeds and Reading Festival this weekend.
Mm-hmm. On the same day.
Brian Messiah.
Did you say what you just said?
On the same day.
Let me ask you a question. Haven't you performed at 2 different festivals on the same day before? Yes or no? Just
no.
Give me yes or no.
No.
Okay, hold on.
Why? Huh? Why you ask that?
Because he's done it before.
No, I haven't.
Jordy's performed at 2 different places at the same day before because he's had that
places.
He's had that predicament before.
Oh, so you changed it from place. Okay.
Anyway, his name's Jordy, not Jordan. Love Ting.
Talk to me. Important. JORD. Why do I bother if I couldn't rap? I wouldn't rap.
I like that.
Next on the panel, we got Filthy's Next Top Chef. His name's Savage Dan. Savage Daniel.
Crocodile Dandy.
I was impressed
with HelloFresh.
Mm. Very impressed.
We'll talk about that in a minute.
Whipping, yeah. See that.
Whipped it up.
We need to do a collaborative effort one day.
Yeah.
Miles ignored me when I said he's up, you know.
Oh, on the HelloFresh.
can't you just order that prawns and mayonnaise and do a sandwich?
He hasn't got mirrored splashbacks.
his face at that moment.
Next on the panel, we've got Britain's next great movie reviewer, Spets Gonzalez. He loves Taken. Give me three great films that you love.
Covenant.
Extraction 1.
And Equalizer 3 that's coming out.
Yes, August 30th. I can't wait
for that. Hey, should we go cinema to watch it together?
Let's all go together.
That's a shout, you know.
Specs, we'll get there in a minute, actually. Welcome to the show, Specs.
Oh, well, was he just going to kill me or something?
Get there in a minute. Get
there
now.
Kill me now. Don't kill me later. Kill me now.
Next on the panel, we've got a man wearing a brand new Manchester United third shirt.
I thought that was a Liverpool kit.
Let's all acknowledge something very quickly.
Red, bro.
Very quickly, let's acknowledge something. Adidas have been making the best football shirts. Although Chelsea's new home shirt is 10-10, Adidas have been consistently making the best football shirts for about 5 years now.
Yeah, because Arsenal came over.
No Behaviour Live tickets on sale
right now. 10 for 10 bar.
Tickets are flying. I heard an update on sales. Sounds good. It's going to be a vibe in there.
Because I'm performing, so...
Oh, what, you've announced it, yeah?
Music. What, Rooney?
Yeah, let's do Rooney. If you don't pull up, I'll do Rooney. If
you, but, yeah, but you have to perform. You have to perform Rooney in the outfit.
And you have to do like around the world.
You have to wear. You have to wear the outfit you wore in the video.
The only thing I got from there is the
But we'll find it. I'll find it. Don't worry. Just give me your jeans size.
Did Marks have a full kit on in the video?
No, Marks wore jeans.
Baggy jeans. But he's in fashion. They're in fashion now, so you'll be all right.
Screenshot you buying a ticket. Tweet Marks. If we get 10 people, hashtag Rooney with a screenshot of the ticket, he's performing Rooney.
Nah, 10's too little, man. 10's too little. There's big. These brands, well, brands on the line,
put
bro.
Put a number on it.
Huh?
Put a number on
50.
It.
50. 50. Hashtag Rooney.
With the ticket.
With the screenshot of the
ticket. He was going to do it at 10, so we don't need
to do it at 50. Nah, he's right.
Bro, his brand, bro. Come on, man. It's more than 10, bro.
Next on the panel, one of the best working actors in the United Kingdom, in Europe, in the world.
Mm.
Just needs to get some work. His name's Miles.
He's thinking.
Not on my table.
Miles Fearon.
Concentrate.
He's going to do the HelloFresh challenge next.
Yeah, I'm going to do it next. 100%, I'll chef it up.
Yeah.
Oh, what? Can you cook, yeah?
Yeah, of course I could cook. My mom taught me from early, you have to cook because you don't want a woman to poison
you. Wait, I was just about to say, yeah. You know, I was talking about this the other day.
Your mom's a ninja, man. Why is that her reasoning, bro?
A lot of Jamaican kids can cook. African kids can't really cook, you know. I deeped it.
Next on the panel, we got this weekend's man of the match, yet to lose again? A game this season.
Nah, not again. That's my first one.
His name's Stop PK Humble. He's people are talking about his body transformation.
Yeah, he's slimmed
Everyone's
down, man.
Very excited
Looking
about
leaner.
It.
Slim,
got small ears.
I got. But you're preying me, innit?
Hey, your ears are smaller than Miles, though. Your ears are smaller than Miles, bro.
You got
yes. You slimmed your ears.
Oh my God.
This one's smaller.
Oh. My eyes are on a diet as well. I mean, my ears.
Oh. Yeah.
That see, it happens. That's it. It happens, I told
bro,
you,
that's
man.
What happens when you sit next to you, bro.
Stumblers, man. Stumblers.
These are like air twins for real, innit?
No, but his ears are pinned back. They're pushing back. They're sitting deep. My one got a high line. My ears got a high
Jesus,
line.
So it's for real.
Sorry, brother. Sorry.
Who's got the biggest ears on this panel?
Aww.
It's Tego.
It's that table.
That table's ears combined. They're listening to everything. I'm trying to tell Steve a secret. Tego's listening. Bro, stop listening to my business, man.
You got a big ear, bro. On this side.
That's funny, though, because every you've all got like small little tiny ears and you're trying to make fun of people with normal ears is like in proportion.
Oh,
like,
so you lot are the normal ones then?
Well, there's no... I didn't realise how small your ears were until just now. Steve-O's got kind of normal ears.
Anyway, his name is Steve-O, the madman. He's got a brand new intro that he's been practising.
What? I ain't been practising it.
Aye, Steve-O, aye, I'm going to leave this table, you know. You're not going to make me leave aye. This table.
Steve-O, that, land
go
it.
Go on. Land it.
Go, there
he's
go.
In his notes.
Yo, oh, he's reading what? It.
No, he's in his notes.
He's reviving.
Nah, he wasn't. I'll back him there.
Yo, come on, man. Shh.
Go on. Yo, Steve-O, the madman, king of Snapchat, don't chat back.
Nah, that's not what we agreed. It's king of Snap, mind the gap, man.
Oh, whoa.
Go on.
Yo.
Take two.
So he's done it. He's Steve-O in it. Next up. Steve-O. Can I just
make it clear? Miles didn't invent
AK. AK, so I could do that.
Who
I'm not going to do AK, but I've got...
It's a no behavior thing.
Facts.
One second.
Since episode one.
Facts.
And Jordy Not Jordan was before Best on YouTube too.
Is it? Yeah, but no one wasn't listening to your thing.
I called TJ Tiles was out there. I just want to let you know that.
I don't watch No Behavior and I wasn't listening to your thing.
But they were here.
No, this is me. This is me. I started this. Don't tell me about. Don't tell me about Jordy. I can't rap. Don't rap.
I can't rap. Don't rap.
Don't rap. What are we talking about? At episode one.
We influenced you and you don't even watch it. That's wild. I know, innit? That's cold. That's culture.
You didn't influence me. Bro, when I came to this show, there was only three faces here. Him, and he's the one who brought everybody here. You wasn't about, my friend. You just came.
Have I been on Filthy before, Miles? Yeah. Wasn't it?
Way before, yeah.
was he on... One second. Was he on loan or did he get signed? Oh, because he was getting loaned.
The question is, was I on Filthy before Miles?
Yeah, everyone's been on Filthy before everybody.
Oh my God!
Everyone's had a feature, Marks. It's Filthy Fellas.
Yes, people, it's your boy Savage Dan. Today, I'm going to be showing you how easy it is to rock with HelloFresh. I'll be honest, I'm an advocate of HelloFresh. I use it regularly. It saves me time, saves me money. And to be fair, usually by the time I get home, this is already slapped up and prepared. But today, I'm going to make one myself. I'm cooking this. It is a korma and mango chutney glazed chicken, green beans, couscous, tomato salsa. Nice and healthy. Should be nice and easy. It says 20 minutes. Yeah, so in 20 minutes, I'm going to have this done, prepped. I'm going to trim these green beans. The amount of money I spend on food is ridiculous. And you can make some real savings with HelloFresh. It's about to boil, so you know what that means? Couscous. Look at this. All the couscous is going in there now. Chicken is already diced. I don't even have to dice it up. I thought I needed a chopping board, but I don't. And that's the sound I've been talking about. The routine that HelloFresh can put you in is a very good, healthy routine. We're coming into autumn now. Some of us miss summer in terms of our bodies. We didn't get it in shape. We didn't do the right things. Summer 24. You start now and you prepare diligently and you get your HelloFresh, you'll be nice, fit and healthy by summer 24. Whilst that chicken's frying, I am gonna cut the tomatoes up. You can almost taste it through the screen. So now it's time to add in the mango chutney, the korma style paste, and the Greek style natural yogurt. I can just relax now, lower heat for 2 to 3 minutes, let it simmer. So listen, scan the QR code. Get your 60% off your first box. Get 25% off your next 8 boxes. And thank me later.
That looks just like the picture. Look at that. It looks almost the same. I just put the creme fraiche in a different place.
Even the most unlikely of chefs can become a Michelin star chef. Oh, it's perfect.
Well, boys, I'll be honest with you. I had an idea. I thought we were going to do something, and then we're going to do something, and then we're going to do something. We're going to go back to the thing we were going to do, which is the Big D freestyles, because everyone's been prepping. They've had 2 weeks to think about what, not freestyles, predictions. Big D predictions.
Oh,
we're freestyling them.
We're freestyling.
I can't freestyle. I can't rap.
If you can't rap, don't rap. I'm going to throw one out here that was sent to me by Lippy. I asked Lippy, I said, Lippy, look, you're not going to be here today, but I'm going to need your Big D prediction. I think you could probably guess what it was.
Arsenal going to win the league.
Erik ten Hag
to be sacked
by Christmas.
Okay.
And boys, I don't know if you lot watched Man United this weekend or last week.
Well,
I think he might get sacked.
Your guy's in there. Who? Mason Mount.
Cool, great. You're not doing that. Okay. I don't care.
Your head's gone already.
Right. Oh, I'm done with them.
Right. You bit straight away. You bit.
I'm just getting away.
Jesus Christ.
No, Mason Mount was terrible. I'm not defending anyone in that team.
No, you got to defend Onana.
So you jump. So you're not on the Man United wave anymore?
No, I was there for Johnny Evans. And now I get to look at them in the cold light of day.
His head's gone! In the cold light of day. They played in the afternoon and it was hot.
I think I got to see Luke Shaw and Wan-Bissaka start fullback in 2023.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I got to see Garnacho. Apparently he plays football.
He shouldn't start.
I got to watch Rashford up front.
He shouldn't be up
front.
What
a treat.
He should be on the left.
I got to watch Anthony. You guys heard of this guy? Manchester United have got more money wasted on bad wingers than most teams' full transfer budgets.
When I said they need Pepe, you lot said, ah!
They need Pepe. He's back in training. You lot need Pepe.
You lot need Pepe. Not Pepe. Pepe.
Ten Hag don't get sacked though, surely.
Why?
We put it together. We started last season worse than this.
Last season was similar. They were bad. They lost 4-0, I remember, to Brentford. And we're like, oh, he's done.
And 2-1 to Brighton.
With excuses though, right?
Yeah. Because remember, it's a new manager. Oh, we got new players. We ain't got a system yet.
He's going to sign Casemiro on deadline day. Frankie de Jong.
When the striker comes in, Hoyland. Oh. And Russell Musa.
So they're banking on a 19-year-old. to turn their season around.
They're all young now, though.
Yeah, they're marquee signing.
I mean, AJ ain't nothing but a number in football today. So, yeah, you got to watch him out.
Yeah. I'm so glad you clung that sentence. Yeah.
He done that.
It was tight. I'm so glad that sentence was tight. There was no comma. There was no comma.
This is me. This is my table, man. We're going for lunch.
If you watch Manchester United this weekend, okay, yeah, they could have scored goals, should have scored goals. I don't think they're winning that game if they scored two.
Nah, Tina, he's not getting sacked. I saw Bruno Fernandes do a quiff cross, man.
Yeah, that was quality.
Yeah, man. There's no way Fernandes and Rashford are going to be like this for the next five games.
Yeah, but what about Varane's being linked with Saudi Arabia?
He should have been linked to Saudi Arabia 3 years ago, T.
So what did Man United do after that?
Bring back Harry Maguire. Drop the pride. We've said this on the show before. Drop the pride.
I think that's
going to happen. Harry Maguire.
I think Maguire might come back.
And I think he comes back good as well, you know?
Start Maguire and Evans. Leicester 2017. Yeah.
What are you saying? What, Martinez left back?
Yeah.
Are we building a new team here?
I need a my bad from you guys for getting rid of Fred. Now you see.
Getting rid of him overall is not a bad decision. Getting rid of him without having someone there to replace
him.
Well,
that's why United are strange to me, because usually they wait and buy and then get rid.
Ain't Mason Mount a replacement for that?
No, I hear it, but I think they're totally different players.
Completely.
And he's not playing the same role either, so it can't be a replacement.
So he's playing at the advanced eight, the Havertz role.
Is that what it's called now?
When was it called the Havertz role? He's been playing up front for 3 years.
Xhaka replaced Xhaka, isn't it?
We're talking about Bayern.
I'm just trying to figure out their system.
Jordy, you're the Man United's chairman. But granted, it's chaos over there anyway.
He ain't Man United's chairman. What are you talking about? He's jumping team every weeks. Chelsea was going to be my second team until I saw them the other day.
Oh, thank you for following me, man.
Yeah, man.
I'm glad you read my tweets. Next time, chuck a retweet. Yeah. Let's go.
Bye.
I don't ask for much.
Are you letting Erik ten Hag spend £120 million on midfielders in the next 10 days?
He has to tell me who he wants, and it can't be ex-Ajax.
Yeah, but what's wrong with ex-Ajax, though?
No, see it.
They go around the world and do their thing. No. Juventus take them, Bayern take them, Barcelona take them. What's wrong with ex-Ajax? Not even ex-Ajax. They're Ten Hag's players that gone around the world and thrive.
Well, we've got three ex-Ajax in our team right now. And only one... Ooh, four ex-Ajax. And only two of them I like. Martinez and Onana.
All right then, Muggs. Erik ten Hag rocks up in your office and says he wants Gravenberch and Amrabat, and that's going to get you into the top five this season. £120 million. You letting him do it?
It's not going to be that for them, because they're cheap. We'll buy Gravenberch, Amrabat and have change.
He's rubbish.
He's not rubbish, bro.
I've watched him at Fiorentina. He's not the answer.
If your manager loses that game and plays those two fixtures the way he played them, and your squad is that thin, and you've got Harry Maguire at home waiting for his chance,
I'll give him the $120 though.
You're giving him the bread?
Mm.
After Anthony.
We need it.
Yeah, he ain't got no choice. He ain't got no choice though, bro.
Sack him. Sack him. Start again.
And then what? Give someone else the bread? Nah, that don't make sense.
How about he does his job and just start coaching the players?
Zero wins away against top nine opposition since he took over.
Because he's a bad coach.
Zero wins against top nine oppositions away from home.
He's a bad coach.
He
can't
coach. Top nine has never been a number.
You know what? Because you said that. Lippy said December, yeah? Let's change to November.
I'm with it.
Can I just ask though, has Anthony been that bad? Don't you think he was picking up towards the end of this last season?
No, you keep talking about this Charlton game.
He needs to pull his finger out. If he has the exact same season he had last year, he needs to go.
I reckon he's going to have the next five seasons are going to look exactly the same.
I don't think
he's just that.
He's
type doing, of
I think he's got Pepe's beat still. He's playing on Pepe's instrumental, man.
Yeah, Pepe's been better than him than so far.
100%.
Take Pepe. Take Cedric. Trust me.
I don't want Cedric, but I'll take Pepe and Tierney. I'll take Pepe and Tierney.
What are you going to do with Tierney?
What do you mean?
Take Tierney.
You lot can't have Tierney.
Elneny? Nah. Help them, Moss.
You need Elneny. You need Elneny.
You could take Rob Holding.
No, he can't.
Whereas I think it's very early, you know, to be talking this about United. Two games,
yeah,
three games
I think
in.
It's stupid.
Did you watch the game?
It was bad.
The first 45 weren't that bad.
It was, though.
No, the first 45 weren't that
you
bad
looked
at all.
Childish.
The first 45 weren't that
there's
bad.
There's no
at all.
Build up play, there's no philosophy, there's nothing there. You don't look excited.
You look like Ole Gunnar Solskjaer's Manchester United. And I was waiting for Manchester United's Erik ten Hag to kick in. I was just in my head it was going to happen. And I get annoyed in the Premier League when this happens. You just kind of put something in a box in a corner, but everything's fine. And then you actually open it up and look at it and you go, Jesus Christ.
Bro, what's going on with your guy, Casemiro?
Yeah, that was bad. That's what he's I was waiting for. Don't
give me what about him. Hey, say that again. Say that again about what about him.
You, what about him? I was asking for the question.
That's your king.
Yeah, but tell me. So tell me what you want to address. What part of it, when did he have legs?
Last season.
Last season he was
he did. He was everywhere.
Oh, so you never had legs all
he
this
was
time.
Playing. He was very excited to be there.
Did you not see them red cards he got? He never had legs last season.
Real Madrid left him isolated. He still was doing his thing.
Yeah, but you see Real Madrid now.
Exactly.
You see Real Madrid now. Real Madrid is 2023. They know what year it is. Man United don't know what year it is. Real Madrid, look at that midfield. Casemiro ain't playing in that midfield. Did you watch what Jude Bellingham's doing over there right now?
Yo, talk to me, because on this show, I want smoke, innit? You know what I mean? I'm a Burnley fan, got Arsenal fans. What's United doing, innit? Talk to me, innit?
We're going to finish in the Champions League positions. It's going to be more of the same.
We'll finish higher than Burnley and Chelsea.
Is that your lot's big thing, yeah?
You're going to finish higher than Chelsea?
Yeah.
Even though Chelsea, obviously,
is that you're picking
they look great.
You're not picking on Chelsea.
I heard him talk. Chelsea, I heard him talk, so I said yes.
Chelsea look good, but we're not winning games. I think we look all right. We're just. I don't know why.
Chelsea look better than United.
No, we look all right.
They don't. They just got lower expectations.
Chelsea were better than West Ham.
What do you mean we bad then?
It depends on how you look at football. Really.
You lost 3-1.
Yeah, I know. We battered you, but we got soft bellied.
When West Ham went down to 10 men. There was only one winner of that game, and it weren't Chelsea.
Mikel Antunes never scored a goal like that in seven years.
So what does that say about Chelsea, it's brother? Fluke. What does that say about Chelsea?
Fluke.
So now, moving forward, every time Chucky's you say fluke, we'll know you ain't got a clue you're talking about.
That's not a fluke. That's bad management.
Chucky should be in a box.
That's not what a fluke is.
Why's Chucky Barking Boy?
Dan, is it going to come together?
Yes.
When?
I'm not sure when.
Why are you still playing three at the back? Why are you still playing three at the back?
We're not. That was a four at the back.
That was a three at the back.
I hate this.
It was a three.
These Chelsea fans keep telling me that Colwill was playing left
ben
back.
Ben Chilwell was playing striker. He was so far up the pitch.
It was a lopsided. It was just a lopsided four. It's a swinging one. So it swings.
So where was Chilwell playing?
In when we're attacking. But Gusto, and then it will swing back round.
Oh, that Gusto, you look like a road man, by the way, man.
He's a G.
He looks like from West.
Look, bottom line, yeah, Chelsea dominated proceedings, and then we got sucker punched.
Three times.
As in, it wasn't even a sucker punch. Like, it's so stupid. That first goal is so dumb. Like, you know, it's set pieces. Like, what are you doing? It's Ward-Prowse.
They warned you about a minute before.
They warned you as well. But I, you know, if you don't learn, you're going to have to just hold this goal.
Some must feel.
Anyway, we then got back on top. Nicholas Jackson's going crazy. Like, we're going peppering crazy. Them.
He's not really doing anything. He's causing a bit of pressure.
He does a lot without looking like he's going to score at the moment. So how long has he got until he has to start scoring?
I feel like with him, you got to slide him in. Pause.
Mark's birthday on Friday. He's looking for a free ball.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
A free ball or a free ball?
Both. Dan, I need a big D prediction then.
I think we go 10 games unbeaten from in the league starting... What's our next fixture?
You got easy fixtures as well.
Next preseason.
Wait, Dan, I ain't seen you win in time.
You got Luton.
Starts from now.
Oh yeah, if you don't get 3 points at Luton, I'm
away.
Home.
Oh my gosh.
I'll tell you, there's some good news about the game they play after that.
Go on.
This is outrageous. Chelsea are playing in the EFL Cup second round.
Wow.
That means you're playing hashtag
AFC Wimbledon.
That's a good team. Local derby.
Just keep getting his eyes on me.
I don't think I've seen the second round.
Second round. You saw the second round the year that Moyes was the year after Moyes, because you didn't finish in Europe, did you?
Didn't watch it.
That's where we get our momentum.
Well, you've got Luton at home, Wimbledon at home, then Forest at home, then Bournemouth away.
All right, how many wins out of them?
Four on a trot.
Then Villa at home.
And again,
then Fulham away.
I think this is it. This is the 10 I'm talking about.
Dan,
it's here.
If you don't finish top six, you have to go blonde.
Top five. Ooh. Mate.
Would you, Dan?
Nah, well, Chris Brown did it.
Mm-hmm.
You did it.
Yeah.
Me blonde would be crazy.
You thought about it?
I'm gonna say it, boys. I think Chelsea be second in December.
Well, is that after that run I just gave you? They do play Arsenal at home, Brentford at home, Tottenham away, City away, Newcastle away,
right.
Brighton at home.
This is where you're down,
and that leads them up to Christmas.
Yeah, yeah.
You and Everton.
Why are we wishing that we know exactly what's going to happen? Sterling's
no,
back.
No, you don't. You just said that
Sterling's
you do,
not
though.
Back.
It's a prediction. You're never gonna. Yeah, you're not gonna know what happened, but that prediction's not predicting.
I rate us. I rate our chances, man. I reckon as long as we go in there with belief, we could beat any team.
That's bulldog spirit.
You didn't even believe that. He didn't even believe that himself.
Bro, we can beat anyone. Do you know? Look, we cut Liverpool. We didn't get the win.
Dan's gonna
it's
go
true,
blown.
They're cooking teams, man.
We cut new.
You cooked something that was already parboiled. Like Liverpool were already wrapped with no midfield.
I hear it. I don't like the fact that we're playing well and not winning.
Has anyone got a Chelsea prediction that isn't positive?
No, Chelsea ain't finishing top six.
They're not finishing European places.
What?
I think they do.
No, I think they should.
They should, what? But they won't.
They should, yeah.
So that means that all Jackson, all these guys ain't going to do it then, you're saying?
I think Mudrić could go down. I don't know if it's not a this season one, but he could be the worst signing of Premier League.
Wait. I think you should wait.
Did you know Max Kilman's half Ukrainian?
Max Kilman is almost up there with Antoine Griezmann as like coldest names.
Kili Gonzalez, man.
Kili Gonzalez is a hard name.
Yeah, it was a good one.
Kili.
Bilbo Baggins.
I don't know about that for a great name.
Frodo.
Frodo Baggins is crazy.
So hold on.
No. Frodo Baggins.
Let him
is
land.
Crazy.
Frodo Baggins is different.
Based on what you're saying, then if you're right, that means Poch will get sacked before Ten Hag.
Well, that's the next one I was going to ask. Which big manager is going to get sacked first?
I got it.
It's got to be Ten Hag.
Klopp.
Out of Poch and Ten Hag, it's going to be Sean Dyche.
It's Klopp.
Sean Dyche is not a big manager at this point.
I think it could be Klopp.
Klopp could walk.
Yeah, Klopp could walk. He won't get sacked. He could walk.
Klopp had to pretend like he wanted Endo in the press conference.
But you know what he said when he signed? He said, everyone, look, just allow him, innit? Just give him, let him land. I've never seen a signing be
said. He said, you see the way he runs around this place? Ooh, you wouldn't think he's 30. What an endorsement.
The way he gets changed so
I'm
fast.
Just asking everyone, please, allow him some time.
West Ham played against Stuttgart and he was good. He was really
well, you're just hyping up Mavrapanos now.
Him as well, yeah. Nah. I like Endo, he was good.
Welcome to the show. Poet, aka Poet's Corner UK.
Well, I'm charging.
Wearing a Thierry Henry t-shirt.
Where should we start?
That top is cold, man.
T, are we going round with the big or?
No.
I've got one.
You're gone.
I think.
We can't go round with a big bro. Because you're going to have to skip someone.
That's what I'm making no predictions. Because you don't find it funny. You don't want to laugh at the joke. So I'm not going to give no input today.
Oh, Tinky Winky's mad. Tinky Winky's mad.
Don't let them start calling you Tinky Winky.
Tinky Winky's mad.
Don't he wear purple as well?
Sorry.
Steve-O, you got a big D prediction.
I genuinely think West Ham will be top four this year. All
right. That's your fault. That's your
for
fault.
For how long?
Are they top four now?
Six.
Oh, okay. You could be next game.
Yeah, how long? How many days you top four for? How many days you top four for?
No, we'll finish.
Oh, you finished it?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're going to sell Declan Rice and get better?
I put it, they have already.
We're looking at a couple more players if we get Kudos. Unbelievable.
Are you getting
player.
A
Yeah, we're upping up the bid now as we speak. So
that's a big one. That's a big one.
I think you should go back in for Maguire, man. If you had Maguire, I think the team would definitely better than it was last
year. You
know,
you can't influence them to buy Maguire. You don't have to do this.
But yeah, so that's my big. Take that.
Oh, sorry, Mikel Antonio as well.
Go on.
What about
big, him? Big, yeah. Won't get more than 7 goals this season.
Why do you hate him so much? Just because he said, just because he said your face is hard.
Yeah, cool.
I hope he goes to Saudi and earns money and gets respected.
7 goals for West Ham this year would be great because they're going to sign a striker.
Are you going to sign a striker that's going to outlast Antonio finally?
Moyes and Lukaku.
No chance in hell.
See that goal that Mikel Antonio scored?
That's a Lukaku goal.
Yeah. Has anyone got a surprise for team of the year? Last year you said Jadon Sancho.
Yeah, I got that wrong.
Yeah, very wrong.
And you was a player.
So let's go with Pique. Have you got a surprise for team of the season?
Lavia.
What?
That was a little one though, I have to say.
What? Oi, I've got
what
one.
Do you mean?
Can I go?
What's wrong with that?
Whatever you were going to say, I was going to say it was a little one because you said you were gonna predict
I think the winger, the Brighton winger, Minamoto. No,
that's Liverpool.
That's not big. What, to get into the team of the year
as the best left winger in the league is what you're saying? Yeah,
I got a big one for you.
No, he's gone.
He said it.
See it through.
I don't. That's not mad though, because he's started off on fire. He's looking.
When's the last Brighton player to get into the team?
Yeah, but you're talking about history and that, bro. We're not talking about history. We're talking about
who's a better left winger than him.
Who's a better left winger than him? Diaz probably got a chance.
Nah, man.
Rashford might have a chance, at, you know what I mean, if he goes back to the wing. Martinelli might have a chance. There's a lot of left wingers.
It feels like it's a pool of about five players and Matoma's in that conversation, though. Yeah. I don't think that's a big D. I don't.
It's not. He's not a stand-up.
Aaron Wan-Bissaka.
To do what?
Team of the year, right back.
But Margs, hey, come here. Come, everyone, let's go beat him up, man.
I'm here for it, you know. I'm here for it.
Aaron Wan-Bissaka.
Wan-Bissaka's played very well.
But the thing is, I don't know if he continues playing after Jan. What? He might not play.
When the manager gets sacked, they might play Dalot again like they always do when the manager gets sacked.
Eddie Howe's getting manager of the year. Manager of the year.
Okay, there you go. That's a big deal.
But didn't he come here?
Who got it last year? Who got it last year? Didn't he get it last year?
Pep.
Pep.
Won the treble.
Yeah. So, yeah, Eddie, I got it. That's my big...
You think Eddie Howe does well in Europe? Huh? You reckon Eddie Howe does well in Europe?
Yeah. Really well.
Did he make it out of the group stage?
100%.
All right, boys. I've got a big D prediction. I was thinking about it this weekend. And Man City winning the league 4 years in a row, which it looks likely from where I'm standing right now.
Is it? De Bruyne injured?
Yeah. Foden's just come in. And they'll still buy players. And Josko Gvardiol. I don't know if you lot saw Josko Gvardiol.
He can play, you know. I didn't know that. He's a baller.
I missed your D. Oh, sorry.
You missed your D? Come and sit here. Come and touch it.
I didn't say that.
Mark, you said I missed your D.
Mark said that.
Hey, Greg.
Hey, Mark. If you ever say that again, I swear that.
I think the Premier League's not happy about Manchester City winning the league 4 years in a row, but it knows there's not much it can do about it. Also think the talk about the Champions League, the Swiss model, there's talk about maybe a Saudi team being in talks. I think the Premier League is going to act against what's happening in Europe. I think it's going to act against this Man City dominance. And I think we're going to have an announcement in the next 12 months of a playoff format where an eight-team tournament will happen at the end of a season. The top eight, two quarter final legs.
Are we going to sit here?
Prediction.
I fell asleep.
Are we going to sit here?
Then it cuts. I was like, this is his big prediction.
This prediction is
crashed. Crash the plane.
What are you doing? He's building a whole new league.
I was thinking, where's Ted Bowley's accent gone?
I believe that
All-Star game?
I believe that too much money All-Star will game? Sneak out of the Premier League to Europe and to Saudi Arabia, and there will be a new tournament announced in this country involving the top teams in the next 12 months.
You had a meeting.
You saw emails.
Four years in a row, Man City win the league. Chelsea has spent hundreds of millions. United have spent hundreds of millions. Liverpool spent hundreds of millions. Arsenal spent hundreds of millions. The money that's flowing around in the Premier League right now, it's not realistic for there to only be two trophies that actually bring any money back.
Boys, if this doesn't happen, wallahi, the biggest forfeit on Tigo.
Tigo has to go blonde.
It's a waste of time if
Tigo has to go blonde.
It's easily the biggest prediction anyone's ever made on this show.
Yeah, you have to blonde your beard. You have to dye your beard.
It's the biggest prediction ever made on this show.
See, high top.
You have to grow your hair. You have to grow your hair.
He has to get a high top.
He has to grow his hair.
It's the biggest prediction in the history of the show. There is a new tournament coming in English football, and it is to compete with the Swiss model Champions
League. Next year, 12 months.
It'll be announced.
And to add to that, I think that Premier League do a streaming site. They won't have all the games, but they'll have the 3 p.m. games on their own site, and they'll also play his tournament he's talking about.
I don't think they'll do that. But
it just rubbed out your ticket. You were rubbed.
No, and that's the counteract the people that have got the digi boxes.
If this happens, then that means you've got inside information. That means you are the FBI of this thing.
CIA.
Think about
you're
it.
You're a spy.
Top eight, end of the season.
You're a Russian.
There's two legs. Two legs, home and away. Home and away quarterfinal. Home and away semi-final. And then a final at Wembley.
So what's that? How many more games is that for?
Nine
games?
Yeah.
And the league drops down two teams.
Yeah, so that's four fixtures deleted.
And it's a playoff.
It's a playoff.
You've figured this out. You know something, 100%. Because you're even you've done the math of man. Two teams
figure out just now.
I'm saying this is what I think is realistic. But
Nigel called him.
But this is what I think is realistic. But I do think a new tournament's coming. I think the League Cup has passed its sell-by date. I think it's not realistic to have Manchester City win the league every year. And do you see them winning it next year? If you just cast your mind forward, Man City win the league every year.
You think because they're going to win the fourth league, this is going to happen? They're going to say, we can't have Man City winning more leagues.
No, but at the time, what he's trying to say is at the time, the other teams around United wasn't spending hundreds of millions.
But the thing is, people are still spending
money.
Only United
that could really do that.
Yeah, but people are still spending money.
Not like that.
No, but now. So it doesn't make...
The last Man City manager to not win the league was Mark Hughes. Mancini won it, Pellegrini won it. Pep won it. Man City will win the league with or without Pep. With Pep, and I believe Pep will re-sign, they're going to keep winning. Like, they're so far ahead.
Is this still your prediction? I just want to know.
So people keep asking me questions, Miles. If you want to throw out a prediction.
I just don't know.
Because you ain't done one yet.
I'll just say I think Arsenal's going to win the Champions League.
Oh, wow.
Tigo, back to
that's,
you.
That's a big one.
All right, Miles,
swing my thing.
Top three goal scorers.
That's big, though.
Yeah, I'm swinging it.
That's big. I don't agree.
He doesn't believe it, though.
Of course, so I do believe it. Of course, I believe we can at least get to the Champions League final.
That's not what you said.
Yeah, and when we get to the final, we're going to win it. I think we can win the Champions League. I think Arteta is going to take it to the next level. I don't think we're going to compete in the Premier League, but in a tournament, anything can happen in a tournament. We're going to win this. Fifth, second. Arteta's getting a big trophy this season, and it's going to be the Champions League. We're going to blindside everybody. Forget the league. We're going to win the Champions League.
So you agreed with me when you just said they're fifth. You agreed that Arsenal might not finish.
No, we'll finish in the top
Miles,
four.
Miles, that
we'll
is Steve-O?
No, we'll still do what we're doing. We just won't win the league. We'll be better than you and no, we'll be better than that. He's rubbish. His team might not even finish 10th. So don't talk to me.
I'll be happy with
10th. I'm just saying we're going to win the Champions League.
I'll be happy with 10th. I was just doing a big prediction.
Yeah, exactly. My big prediction.
Realistic.
We can win the Champions League. We're going to win it.
Can or will?
No, we will win it. We'll win it.
I think because now it seems that football's really turning now. One of the teams are gonna get points deducted, like what happened to Juventus because of this rubbish. It can backfire. So
Man
I can City see Man
should've
City
should have done. Yeah.
Man City on minus 30 points in December.
I can see Chelsea on that.
So is that your prediction that you predict that Man City is gonna get?
I'm facing this way.
Is that your prediction?
Yeah, I'm saying the office door's closed.
Is that your prediction?
So if you come in, I'm gonna say 1 sec, we're in a meeting. Are you in or out?
I'm out.
1 sec.
They could easily get points deducted, and there's a good chance that they will, but they have the best lawyers. And again, it's where the structure is so favouring Manchester City. They have got this charge over them right now, and they are just delaying it and just saying, you'll never catch us. And which is one of the reasons I think they need to restructure the league a little bit. But if they...
Miles, won't be long.
If they get deducted 30 points.
So I stay in there.
But the points total they hit, if it would have been that, whatever it was, you'll never feel like the champions.
Knock.
Come in, Steve. If it was you, you would have come in a long time ago.
Your thing you're saying, though, about the points deduction, I believe City, if I'm talking corruption and that, they're paid past that.
They took too much money, bro. All the lawyers that turn up, they're never going to.
No, but it cost the Premier League so much to fine them and go court.
They're changing it.
City would do that.
What are they changing?
He said playoffs.
What do you mean he said? Oh, I'm asking you. Why are you talking about him?
Because it's his. It won't be yours.
You see, look at your changing. Why are you not laughing? He's a waster, you know. You're a waster, you know.
Comedy timing. You laugh at comedy.
Hey, am I loved, yeah? Am I loved to deflect it? Nah, but you was getting in the meeting, bro. Well, I just deemed it. You went into the meeting, bro. Go.
Now, shut up.
Go to the meeting.
I knocked on the door for you. I knocked on the door for our table. I knocked on the door for our table.
You knocked it for yourself. All right,
boys, we're going to do a couple more. Who from last year's like elite players is dropping out of that club this year?
Salah.
No way.
Fernandes.
Bruno.
Yeah,
he's
man.
Looked great this year as well.
No, he's looked all right.
On the ball anyway.
He's all right.
Marcus Rashford.
Was he in there though? Was he really, really in there?
30 goals.
Or was he in there for the last bit?
30 goals is in there.
He's got a lot of goals last season.
The last bit is where he didn't score.
I don't even know how team of the season even works now. Like, I look it up and it's got
the players' votes.
9 centre backs and that. Because it's like a FIFA thing.
Yeah, but the initial 11 you see is the ones that's been officially voted.
I don't know whose that is though.
The first 11 you see, the first 11 they put out is the ones who got
who's
voted
they?
By the players. Who's they?
This is why I spoke
the
for
the first
our table.
11 you
this
see.
Is
you see, like,
when do I
season,
see this 11? Give me some structure.
Team of the season, like you said, FIFA. The first 11 you see, the first 11 players, They get voted by
halves, don't they? Get any done by position?
Yeah, in positions, keeper, left back, right back, centre back.
Like keeper.
No. They do a best 11, and it's voted by the players.
Miles, he's trying to mug you. He's trying to mug you off.
No, he's not.
Stop lying,
he's not
mugging
anything. They do a vote. The players vote.
It's up to outscore Mbappe. Oh, not Mbappe. Haaland, sorry.
Wait. He threw a question mark at the end of that. Don't throw question marks at the end of statements on this episode.
All right, well, Ishak to outscore Haaland. Because on the predictions, I had him top two scorers. But I think he's gonna do it.
1,000,000%. I think that's my big prediction. After Jan, he's in trouble.
Ishak.
Yeah, Ishak.
Never. After what happened at New Year's?
I don't know, man. I feel like he goes to one, he might even shout me, come to one of my New Year's party, and then he just fall off.
Well, leave him alone then. Tell him don't come.
His only problem is injuries. He will be on a good run, get an injury, and then if Callum Wilson gets back in the side and then starts doing his team, he's going to struggle.
I feel like he might not come back from
all right, cool. Julian Alvarez to outscore Haaland.
Nah,
you no one. Like, I don't think anyone's outscoring that.
So you lot think Haaland's our top scorer again?
He is.
Mo Salah's gonna score a lot of goals this year.
I got a prediction.
There's no one scoring outscoring Haaland.
No, not Haaland.
Come on, this is why you're on my team. Not Haaland.
I got a prediction. Handshake.
It wasn't a handshake.
Do you lot want a Burnley prediction, by the way? While we're
waiting. He's Burnley one. Mind, so go on, yeah.
Yeah, Burnley will finish 11th.
Good prediction. Thanks, Miles.
Eddie Nketiah will get more goals than Isak this season.
What?
Ooh. Would you like to put money on this prediction?
Jordy, here's a question, and this is a big D here. Who will play more games at 9 for Arsenal this year?
Honestly,
Havertz,
Miles,
Jesus,
Miles. Say it,
Nketiah.
You say what your spirit, because we Dazza. I told you this on the phone yesterday.
Eddie Nketiah.
There you go. That is the 9 at Arsenal. That's it.
Big prediction: Eddie Nketiah will be our top goal scorer this season.
Wow, well that's all right, cool. Over 10?
Yeah, you get more than Isak, and Isak's gonna get more than 10.
I'm with you, but less than 10.
Just Prem. Let's do just Prem.
We could do all.
Forget all comps.
No, because they're both in the same competition.
Forget all comps.
They're both in the Champions League.
Forget all comps. Just Prem.
All right, we could do just Prem.
Because they're all gonna play 38 games in the Prem.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Over 10? Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I come in on this one?
Nah.
And you don't think...
No. You know, when it's an Arsenal talk, you don't talk.
Do you not think... Yeah, terrible. But do you not think that you're struggling to say your striker's going to get 10 goals is not a problem for Arsenal?
Nah.
No, because other players will get more than 10 goals.
Yeah, but you said he's going to be your top goal scorer.
That's fine. If he gets more than 10, that's good for me.
Saka's getting more than 10. Yeah, Martinelli's getting more than 10. Havertz is getting more than 10.
Havertz, more than 10? That's quite a big... No? Havertz, more than 10?
I think Havertz gets more than 10 this year. All comps. Prem. I'm going to say Prem. Gets more than 10, Prem.
Havertz gets more than 10, Prem.
Yeah.
I've got a player that's going to score more goals than Nketiah this year, though.
Go on, tell me.
I'm going to go with 13.
I know you're going to say. You're going to say Ferguson.
Nah. Do you know what? Almost. I'm going to say João Pedro.
Okay.
He'll do everything except score.
No, we discussed this. He's like Gabriel Jesus.
He's Gabriel Jesus. He's gonna score. He just because of the Zerbi.
Nah, man.
He's gonna score.
I don't think he will. He's
and then Arsenal fans are gonna want the Zerbi for no reason.
Specs, do you wanna come with me on this one? Do you wanna hold hands?
I mean, but we both got big. I don't
facts.
Mind. Whoa. That ain't no facts.
Whoa. We both got big. I texted Tigo and had a look.
Facts.
And when I was looking at his, he was looking at mine, and we spun.
Specs, Burnley to beat more top 9 teams away from home this year than Man United.
You started though.
No, because Burnley are kicking ball. Okay. You wouldn't deserve me.
Yeah. Go get company.
Max.
Now, will company take the job though?
Of Man City legend.
I mean, it's a no-brainer.
It's a big giant brainer.
It's a whole brainer.
Company take what job?
United.
These almost finish as a joke.
If company takes like a top 6 side, yeah, then that whole what you're saying, Manchester City philosophy, is getting right. It's CIA intel
because it's CIA intel.
Yeah,
isn't it,
that's CIA intel because that one there is too mad. Arteta, company.
Pep. And Enzo Maresca's coming up, yeah.
Craig Bellamy. I saw Craig Bellamy was at Man City as well. Yeah, bro, it's not looking
And the goalkeeper, good. The number one goalkeeper for Burnley, Trafford
yeah.
Is from where?
Yeah.
No, but at one point, Man United had something similar, no? When they had like Ole Gunnar Solskjaer,
Steve Bruce, Gaffer, Steve Koppel.
Steve Bruce's manager. It was they weren't successful.
It was the B-list version.
We don't know what company's going to become. We know Arteta's all right.
No, but know, company's still... already done something though, like.
What, got Burnley promoted?
Burnley. Got Burnley promoted.
Yeah,
calm down, poet man.
Getting Burnley promoted and making me go to a pub there, yeah. Brother, that's a big thing, you know. That's a big thing, bro.
Boys, Jude Bellingham, Ballon d'Or, top three.
Which one?
Jude.
Oh.
Man said, which one? He said Jude Bellingham.
Yeah, I saw Bellingham. I saw another Bellingham.
Score twice as well.
And they got there's a gas leak in you lot's office. I'm telling you, there's a gas leak in there.
Did you see Jude Bellingham this weekend?
Oh, he was clean, man.
Where do you watch La Liga?
On YouTube.
YouTube.
What, 5 minutes on YouTube? The whole game?
La Liga are desperate. They'll do anything to compete with the Premier League. They do 26 minutes.
I love Jude Bellingham. And yes, he's going to do his thing in La Liga. But do you know the team they play? Do you know what they're called? Malaria.
Yeah, Almeria. Almeria.
Come on.
Almeria.
He was walking past him. The league looks too easy, man.
I saw that against Bilbao. I saw that against Almeria.
Well, Bilbao again. Not
boys,
that great.
Do you know who looks good again? Isco.
Right, but that's not a big prediction.
I'm just saying that league. Isco looks good.
Has anyone got just any quick throwouts?
I was going to say the Forest. Brentford. There's something about Brentford.
Brian Mbeumo to score more goals than Ivan Toney did last year.
Ivan Toney to find it hard to get back in.
Yeah, no, you have to be more specific. Finds it hard.
Who's the striker for Brentford now?
Wissa and Mbeumo.
Because of Wissa and Mbeumo.
No, but that's but what does it mean? Like he plays less than half of the games he's eligible for.
He'll be up for sale.
Oh, up for sale.
Ivan Toney could leave in January. You never know.
So are you saying Ivan Toney to leave in January?
Ivan Toney to leave in January.
I can see that.
Yeah,
I see where you're coming from. Because they look good about him.
This clip's coming, boy. This clip's come back, I'm telling you.
Filthy at five. We will catch up with our predictions by the end of the season. That was a lot of fun. HelloFresh. HelloFresh.co.uk. Fellas 60. Get 60% off your first order, 25% off your next 8. It's a great deal.